wanted to start out by asking you when and where you were born.
Oh, when and where? I was born in Boston, Massachusetts, April 16, 1916.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me the names of your parents?
Oh, yeah. My father's name was Joseph. My mother's name was Eva.
Uh-huh. And what were their last names?
Weiner, W-E-I-N-E-R.
Uh-huh. And what was your maiden name?
Greenstein, my mother's name.
Did they ever tell you anything, or do you know anything about your grandparents on either side of your family?
Of course, I knew my mother's father very well. I was... barely remember my mother's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And my father's mother, I was named after her, so I never met her.
Mm-hmm.
And my father's father, I remember him as in Boston. He was not much about him except that we used to have a team and horse and the wagon, and once in a great while we used to have a ride in it. I don't know funny too much about their background. My father's, I heard that my father wasn't much about his background in Russia. My mother's family, I found out, she didn't say very much. She had her father, my grandfather was very kind. Oh, he was such a wonderful man. He used to bring us candy and things like that. He's such a good man. And my mother was separated from my father very early. He was very helpful. He'd come in and, you know, help her. Money, I don't know, but he helped her in every way he could. And but I found out later on, just a few years back, through an aunt and my father's sister, who was through her indirectly, I found that my mother and father's, my mother's family from Russia, they were, well, she said they were aristocrats. They really weren't aristocrats, I guess, but they weren't peasants in that small town in Russia they came from. So, because I heard it indirectly, made me feel kind of good. You know, my mother's parents were not just peasants. There's nothing wrong with peasants, you know.
Uh-huh.
But there were more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But how much more, I don't know.
So on both sides of your family, people had immigrated from Russia.
Russia.
Had they immigrated to the Boston area, or...
Mm-hmm.
Is that the first place they've lived in the United States?
I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh. Did they ever tell you why they left Russia?
Not my father, but I just gathered it was the same reason. But see, I heard about my mother's family. They emigrated to the United States because of the persecution of the Jews even then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they were basically... the
my mother's
persecution.
My mother's family, and because I never discussed it with anyone in my father's family, no one ever talks about it. Very possible the same thing, but I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. Had they ever talked to you about how your mother and father met?
Well, I don't know about how, but no. Where they met, no, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out that... maybe because of the background in Russia that my grandfather felt, that when my mother started going with my father, they looked down at him. He was like trash, poor trash.
Mm-hmm.
And but he was, so I don't know how they met, but they did meet, and there was resistance against him because of the family situation. But he was, they say, the way I heard it, he was so crazy about her. And she was always in love with my father. In fact, even though they separated and divorced many years, she was always, that was always her husband. But I couldn't tell you how they met, how they were introduced or what. I don't know.
Had either of your parents gone to school?
Well, probably in Russia, but not not that I know of in America, United States.
Were they were they young when they came to this country?
They must have been young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They both came, of course, before they married, before they met each other. They came here single.
Uh-huh. Did they ever tell you, well, do you know what your grandparents on either side did for a living?
Oh. I can't be, it seems like my father's father, it seemed like he was a junk man then when he had the wagon. I don't know what he did before. My grandfather, my mother's father, I don't remember. He might have been retired.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like I heard once. I can try to find out in the future if you want me to. But
what did your father? What did he do?
Well, my father was in the garment industry. He was used to be a presser,
mm-hmm.
and then he became active in the union. So for many years he was a business agent for the union, and then one of those days was International Ladies Garment Workers Union. I think that's what they call it. Might still be called that.
Uh-huh.
International Ladies Garment Workers Union,
uh-huh.
and he's an agent in Boston, and later on in the years when he separated from left my mother, and he went to New York to live. And I think he was an agent there for a while, and then he had a gas station, and he went into the garment industry again.
Mm-hmm.
And
had she worked at all?
No, she never worked.
Mm-hmm.
She worked later on in years. She did a little bit of work in the neighborhood, but
mm-hmm.
She probably worked, I think she worked before she got married, but I can't remember. I know I heard, but I can't remember.
Do you know about when they were married, or about what year they were married?
Well, not exactly. My older sister was born in 1914,
mm-hmm.
and I think there were twins before I heard that died. Maybe 1908, 1910. I know I couldn't do the exact age. Imagine being found out.
So your older sister was born in 1914. Is she the oldest
now?
Child?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then
Excuse me. I'm sorry. She was born in 1912. I have a sister that died, and she was born in 19. There was 2 years difference. I was 16, and there was 14, and then there was 1912. So my parents could have been born, married maybe 1910, maybe. Very possible, you know. She could have been pregnant soon after. I don't know the exact year. It could have been around 1910.
So were you all girls?
No, there were four girls and two boys in my family. Now I have a sister and a brother who have died.
So the oldest sister was born in
1912,
and then one in 1914, and then you?
16.
Uh-huh. And then how does it go from there?
Well, I have a brother, I always forget the year. He's about 18 months younger than I am,
uh-huh.
so that makes him 16.
So about
19. 18 or 9, maybe 19.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
20, maybe. Something like that. I can.
So he's 18 months younger than you, so probably about 19, 18, something.
Yeah,
like that.
Or 17 could be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, could be 19.
And then.
Then I have had a brother. Somehow I think he was born in 1920. I have that in.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty close to my other brother. Then I have a sister. He's the one that died.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a sister. She's still alive, and she's 10 years younger than I am, so it's easy to remember. Her birthday is in June, and mine is in April. So she was born in, if I was 1916, she was born in 1926.
Uh-huh. So she came quite a bit after.
Well, yeah, my father and mother separated, and I remember I don't know if they separated, but there was a lot of controversy, I remember, and then he sort of, everything was okay, and soon after, my mother was pregnant, you know.
Uh-huh.
I remember we had a library card, and I'll never forget that we, for some reason, we were taking care of the house, no problem, it seemed like. That we were late in bringing our books back. I don't know why I associate that with my sister's birth.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And then any, is she the last one? I lost count if that was six.
The last one. Yeah.
Okay. So, when your father, you're saying he was active in the union, did he ever talk about that at home or what that was like?
That was why? What?
What it was like being in the union or why he was...
Well, I know he didn't talk to, it isn't that he didn't talk to us, but I'm pretty sure he didn't actually discuss union. We hear different things. See, the way it was, it seems like when we went out, he took us, all us children, with us. He always had a car. My father always had a car, and a lot of people didn't. He was a nice guy. He was a blowhard, sort of, you know, and he'd kind of grab the check. Not that I saw that lady on years. He kind of always wanted to make an impression. But when we had company, we had a lot of company because my mother had, there was three in her family, but we saw them. We went over there more than they came over. But my father had a lot of brothers and a few sisters and a lot of friends. Everybody had a lot of children. So we had an awful lot of company. But at night, for two reasons, because everybody couldn't sit at the same table either. The kids usually sat here and the grown-ups there. And definitely I wouldn't say a party. I don't remember them having parties. They had, maybe they were parties. I never thought they were. But I never saw any dancing or anything like that. But it seemed like they shooed us off. And it's for grown-ups only. We weren't supposed to listen to grown-up conversation.
Okay.
That's what we used to tell them. So I guess I really didn't know much about the union. I know that he became, they used to have a lot of dancers, and he was on committees where he was in charge of this or that, the orchestra, whatever, I don't know. And I used to hear arguments maybe about, my mother was, he used to wonder why he used to buy my mother beautiful dresses and things like that, and maybe she was subconscious or... But she was quiet when my father wasn't, so maybe she didn't like the idea that he mingled with everybody and she couldn't, you know. So they clashed in that respect, whether that was the beginning or the end, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that part I heard, whether it was they're arguing or he just bragged that he was in charge of this and in charge of that, or maybe I heard from other people, I don't know. But as far as what was going on in the union period, it's like, well, I heard the word strike and things like that, but I didn't seem... It didn't seem like I was knew much about it, really.
Uh-huh.
I really don't remember much.
Yeah. Now, when you were in terms of when you were growing up, did you live in the same place? When you were born in Boston, was that did you grow up in that house?
No, we couldn't have lived there very long. It was probably was almost Skid Row at that time. It probably wasn't, because a lot of Jewish people, probably like even now, they sort of go to where other, if they're in ethnic groups, they usually go where the same ethnic group is, and probably that's the way it was then. But it didn't seem like we stayed there very long. I don't remember, of course, when I moved out.
Mm-hmm.
But we must have moved out soon after, because my brother was born, the one next to me was born in Roxbury, which was a suburb of Boston, so we might have lived around Roxbury rather than around Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seemed like we moved to Chelsea. I don't know what year. I was just a young kid. I remember we lived in Chelsea, which is a town, not a suburb, but near Boston. And then we moved to Revere, I don't know what year it was, but I went to grammar school there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we all once moved to, lived in Taunton, which is a city a little way from Boston, but it's still in that part of Massachusetts. I started kindergarten there.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say I was around four. So it seemed like we must have moved to at least two places before we actually moved to Chelsea even.
Because
mm-hmm. It seemed like I really started grammar school, I think, in Chelsea, and then pretty sure Chelsea, not in Revere.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, we didn't live very long in and where I was born.
Mm-hmm. Were you born at home?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents speak Russian or did they speak English?
Well, they spoke Jewish a lot. Uh-huh. And as years went by, they spoke a lot of Jewish. But when they didn't want us to understand, they spoke Russian.
Uh-huh.
I never understood a word of Russian, but I think they spoke mostly Jewish.
Uh-huh. When you were growing up and going to school, did it make a difference for you having had...
I never learned Jewish.
Uh-huh.
That's why I don't understand about this bilingual. I could understand some of it, and in those days I could speak some of it, certain words. But my mother didn't press as far as you've got to learn Jewish. You've got to. She just spoke Jewish, and as she was learning English, she learned from, you know, from other people.
Mm-hmm.
As years went by, and she never stressed you have to learn how to speak Jewish. But though my mother spoke mostly Jewish and as years went by English, we always answered in English.
Mm-hmm.
But my older sister, which is very interesting, she was the firstborn, at least the firstborn that lived. She says she forgets now, but she learned how to speak perfect Jewish. And she still spoke, even years ago, she never had an accent with English.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I always wonder, I don't understand this bilingual because a lot of, I know a lot of Jewish people, for example,
mm-hmm.
that I have cousins that always spoke Jewish at home with their parents, even though their parents were speaking English broken, of course, like my mother did. But yet they went to school and they never had an accent.
Uh-huh. Did when you were living in these neighborhoods, did your parents mainly move to neighborhoods that were mainly Jewish?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Did they seem to be Russian Jews, or were they...
Oh, no. I know for sure, but I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Because through the years, I know a lot of them came from Poland, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know what, sometimes they say, oh, they're Polish. You know, I say, well, they're Jews. No, no, but they're from Poland, and some from Germany, and some...
Mm-hmm.
And there might have been a lot of Russians, but... more Russians than I knew about, you know, very possible.
Yeah.
It seemed like when they moved, because it seemed like when we moved to Chelsea, I remember we moved to, there were some very friends of my family that they knew from Russia, where they were probably Russian. And then when those people moved to Revere, Massachusetts, we moved, there was a six-family house, we used to come double houses, which they are, and I remember we moved in that same building. So, you know, we sort of followed them, and they knew somebody we were there, and that's a good reason to sometimes move to a place, especially you know somebody to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, did you move around a lot in your growing up years, or did you...
Well, it seemed like... I suppose you could say that. I don't mean every year.
Mm-hmm.
Different reasons, you know. When my father left, my mother had to look for a cheaper place. And well, even before my father left, we once moved from Revere, we moved back to Dorchester.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think my father actually, well, cheaper place, I think my sister left home from there. Then we moved to a better place in Mattapan. It seemed like it was only every few years, if not that. And, well, it was during my high school years because it might have been even a matter of 2 years. It seemed like I went to high school. I started high school in there, and I went to Dorchester, Mattapan. I went to high school there, but yet I graduated in Revere.
Mm-hmm.
So when my father, we finally moved to Mattapan, Massachusetts, in a real fancy, but a probably more expensive apartment. And my father paid. That's why my father actually left. As he really left then.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time I remember late when he left.
Mm-hmm.
And then, my mother couldn't afford to live there, so we moved back to Revere. And, I don't say we moved every year, but we moved a couple of times because my mother was, you know, she didn't have much money, so she had to live. And because she rented, I wouldn't say it was easy, but it isn't like selling a house.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we moved. I would say we moved a lot.
Did your family, mostly rent or
always? Always rented. Never.
Uh-huh. What would, can you say, describe maybe one of the places where you lived at?
Oh yeah, the kitchens. In fact, my sister, the youngest sister, she lived in the same apartment. One of the apartments that, in fact, I think that was the last apartment I lived in before I got married. It was usually, you used to walk into a dining room. Well, a lot of times a dining room. The next room was a living room. And usually there was a hallway, and the bedrooms were off the hallway. There was usually a bedroom off the end of the hall. And usually in the wintertime, even though you had heat, we used to try to close that room up because to save heat. Mm-hmm. And always one bathroom, a big kitchen, always a big kitchen. Mm-hmm. I always remember that.
So would they normally be one bedroom?
Well, I think they would. I think the dining room was sort of made into a bedroom. Mm-hmm. I would say, because when my father was home, it seemed like, because we always shared beds. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like when my father was home, we always had a bigger, more bedroom, mm-hmm. you know.
So would you and your sisters stay in one room, or would all the children be in one room?
Well, no, I always slept with somebody. My sister and maybe years ago, my two older sisters slept together, my youngest sister, and I might have slept with one sister before my youngest sister was born, I don't know. And my two brothers probably slept together. It seemed like one time there was a room with twin beds, and I slept with one with my sister, and my mother slept in the other bed. And then there was a room where my two brothers slept. That's when my two older sisters were gone. Mm.
And so the dining room would be converted into a bedroom? Yeah,
most of the time.
Uh-huh. No. Did your parents have a separate room usually?
No, they always, when they were together, they had a single bed, a double bed. Uh-huh. They slept together.
Uh-huh. And so your mother didn't work outside in those growing up years?
No, she never did.
Mm-hmm. Were there chores that you had to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What kinds of things did you do?
As far as I remember, I know we had to whitewash and wipe the dishes, things like that. So there's a lot of us to go around. And like when I was going to school, when I was growing up, I probably had to do something. I can't remember definitely exactly what I had to do, but just help. And then straighten out the room and things like that. When I was a little older, where, for example, up in high school, my other two sisters were gone, I did a little helping. I didn't cook. My mother would let us, well, she said, you watch. But she said, you don't have to cook, you watch. Mm-hmm. And but like Friday, there was a time my mother didn't have a washing machine. And then I did mind it, but now I probably couldn't do it. We used to bend over the bathtub and used to put the washboard. Mm-hmm. You ever see those washboards? Mm-hmm. In fact, I have one, not from then, but I bought one years ago when I was alone. I thought it'd be good. I did have in the house. Not to wash over the bathtub, though. But my mother used to sew clothes in the bathtub. And then she put the board in, and I used to, it wouldn't be Friday night, because Friday night was supposed to be clean. Everything was supposed to be ready for Friday night. Mm-hmm. But Thursday, I'm pretty sure it was. And then we used to scrub the clothes. But a lot of it was soaked pretty well then. But it's still scrubbing. You had to scrub a little bit. And then she'd hang them up, and I would too sometimes. Maybe a lot of time, I don't remember. And then I'd have to, Friday when I got home from school, I used to have to wash the floors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I always did chores, but I never felt like, well, we just took for granted. Mm-hmm. But my mother, the heavier chores we did at the end of the week, see. Mm-hmm.
Did your brothers have different kinds of chores from you?
Well, I think so. They had to go down to the furnace and bring the coal up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what other chores, if we had to bring the garbage up. I don't remember how that worked. I don't remember doing it. And then they always had a paper route. As soon as they were old enough, and boy, you can be very young then. We used to live in Revere. We lived in Revere mostly. And that was a beach. It's like Manhattan Beach. In those days, they had all amusements. I've had a lot of good memories. Got a lot of good memories from there. But so they used to have paper routes, both of them. And one had, my brother, Mickey, he had more delivering. He sold at the beach, but most of his papers were in routes where he delivered to a house. He had a bike. Mm-hmm. And my other brother, Jack, Well, his selling was at the beach. He'd have a corner, mm-hmm. work with somebody, have a corner, and sell the Daily Record. I think it was called the Daily Record. But and they must have had chores around the house besides that. But you know, we didn't have a house, and there's less chores to do in the apartment.
Did, would the apartments be in a big building? I mean,
usually six. We never lived in a big apartment. Usually three in each side. Uh-huh. It's one front door, and then you go in a hallway, and there's doors that way. Mm-hmm. Most of them were that way.
Did most of them have, like, say, a shared bathroom?
No, usually, no. A regular apartment, just like here, apartments here, right? Mm-hmm. Separately, but usually one front door. Outside.
I see. Yeah. Did, when you were growing up, were there certain games or things that you enjoyed playing with
you? What I'm thinking about, because my brother said a few years ago, he said, gee, the kids nowadays, they have something, they have everything to play with, and he couldn't get over that one time he was outside, and he says, the kids were just sitting. He says, what's wrong? And we have nothing to play. And he said, oh, my goodness, all the toys you have, he said, I'm going to show you how to play a game. So he mentioned, he told him how to play Peggy. And I forgot that game. I can't remember how you played, but I remember we used to play, I'm not going to tell you the game, I don't remember, but you used to take a clothespin and you used to sort of shave it down to a certain shape, and you used to toss it, I don't remember. And we used to play, but I don't remember that game, how it's played.
Peggy?
It was called Peggy. Uh-huh. And we used to play a lot of marbles. I used to play a lot of marbles. And now they play with agates. We used to have agates and marbles. I don't know if they have marbles anymore. Mm-hmm. But we used to play a lot of marbles in the streets. You know, there were cars even in those days, but not that many. And then we used to, and then in the Passover time, when you've heard of Passover, they eat a lot of nuts. Mm-hmm. So instead of marbles, we used to have nuts, play with nuts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we used to play kick the can. I don't know if they still play in the backyard. And then we used to live on, the main boulevard. It seemed like every street was hilly on the side that we lived on. The other side, no. And we used to have sleds in wintertime. We used to use those hills for our fun. Uh-huh. Yeah, we used to play a lot of games. Other games I don't remember, probably.
Uh-huh. Did you have... Say, were the games you played, were they a lot of outdoor type games?
Well, it seems like that.
Uh-huh.
It seems like.
Uh-huh. Did, what kinds of clothing did you wear when you were a young girl?
What do you mean, what kind?
Well, were they, say, mainly dresses? Or?
Oh, yeah, they wore pants, yeah, uh-huh. Dresses, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did the boys and girls play together, or did the girls play?
Yeah, that's a good question. It seems like we played separately more than together. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. Seems like, and I don't say they weren't. Well, you're asking what I remember. It seems like I remember mostly the boys playing and the girls playing separately.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we did.
Uh-huh. Were there different things that the girls would do together?
I remember we played marbles and I think it seemed like we played the same things, but even in school we used to play a game, I can't remember now, that somebody would stand here, I know the name, I can't, somebody would stand here, we'd all sort of bend over like this, you know, in line. Then we'd have to jump over them.
Leapfrog.
I don't know if we called it that, but somebody would lean against the wall or the building. It seemed like we played with boys and girls. We were kids, and that was grammar school, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know why we played with boys and girls,
mm-hmm.
but now I think about that. It's the only game I can think of that you played with boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. I'm going to say, other than that, the games I remember, it seemed like we... Boys played marbles, we played the same games. Peggy, we played. And sometimes we used to fool around with tennis. I don't know where we got a tennis racket or something, and